This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
I'm Emma.
And I'm Mina, and we're from Te Ngata Tumutu Trust.
And you're listening to
Pallyhood!
Pacific greetings and a massive hello to each and every one of you. Welcome to level one.
Yes, in Auckland, welcome to level two.
Yes. They were in level three at the beginning of the week?
Yep.
For a couple of days? Rest of New Zealand level two, but yeah.
Just because everyone's so quick and pounced on it. Yeah. A couple of levels.
Off mark. Anyway, how have you been, Joe?
I'm good. It's been a really good, exciting week.
Yeah.
And it's really hot today. I like it. It's good weather.
It's actually real hot today. I was gutted because of the, when they announced the lockdown, that meant that they had to cancel the Auckland versus Crusaders game.
Oh, yeah.
So I was gutted to see that. But did you see, what was it, that little come to their head, and Auckland lost all their games. They lost to Highlanders and Chiefs, I think. Or was it Hurricanes and Chiefs?
Probably the Hurricanes and Chiefs, because the Highlanders played the Crusaders.
Oh, that's right.
And it was, yeah. Tough luck.
Yeah, tough luck.
I'm hoping the Blues, like, resurge and come back for the classic rivalry. Yeah. The Blues versus Crusaders. It's a fun one.
I was glad that the Chiefs got to tip one over them, because remember the Chiefs won no games last year?
Oh, really?
Yeah, they lost every game.
Poor Chiefs. But
playing in the New Zealand franchise, it's like...
Yeah.
But every game they lost within 10 points.
Yeah.
Bar one, I think. I think one was over 10, but every other game they played against all New Zealand franchises, they lost within 10 points.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's really good. Anyway, on to Upu of the week. Today's upu is whaatala noanga, which means to interview or to get someone to speak. Whaatala noa.
So it's like two words put into one. So tala noa or tala noanga is discussion or talk. And usually when you put wha, like if a in front of a word, it's to do something, like whaatala noa, whaata whao, like you know when they say like alu whaka whao, kameki, like go and play with the kids.
Yeah, or to goodbye, to wha is
whaata wha.
Say goodbye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So wha in front of, that's a good thing to explain is, yeah, if you, like generally if you chuck in wha in front of a word in the Samoan language, it's to do something. So it's to do whatever comes after it.
Yep. And the reason why whaatala noanga is our upu of the week, which is interview, is because a lot of people at the moment are interviewing for jobs, interviewing for new careers, interviewing in whatever way. And I say that because I was at work today. They're interviewing for new positions at Ara.
Yeah.
And I could see people sitting in the hallway just anxiously waiting, dressed really nicely. And so Sam and I this week are just going to run through a list of do's and don'ts in the interview and just talk from experience. So do follow that after this.
To all our mātua out there who want to dance and get fit to Pasifika music, join our Siva Samoa dance classes each Thursday at 11 a.m.
Call the friendly staff at Tangata Atumotu Trust on 0800 727 434 for further details or to arrange for a pickup.
Here we are, We're here in the studio and we're talking about the do's and don'ts of interviews, cracking it in the interview, killing it in the interview. Mm. This topic's come about because I was walking through the corridors at Ara and I could see people sitting there and I was like, oh, this person's wearing a suit jacket to work today. Or
it's 20-something degrees outside.
Why is this person wearing a suit? So nicely. And it's because they're here for interviews. When was the last time you had an interview?
Oh, man. It would have been for this job that we're doing now.
For the studio one? Yeah. For Tangata Atamata Trust?
Yeah, how about you?
Outside of Tangata Atamata Trust, it would be my work for Ara, actually, yeah. That would be the last time I had a proper interview and stuff. Do you feel nervous before an interview?
No.
You don't?
Oh, like, you're, like, in my head, if I'm prepared, I won't be nervous.
Yeah.
I know people are nervous just in general, like, when they come into certain situations, you know, there's always, you know, but, like, I feel like for interviews, I'm quite comfortable. Because, you know, you've done all the back research. You know you need to do in the interview. But I also understand that some people can just in general, be quite nervous when it comes to those sorts of situations.
And it's also can be like, when you say situations, it's nerve-wracking sitting in front of three people.
Oh, man, yes.
Judging you. That's what I feel, that these people are here just to pick me apart and see what flaws I have.
I think, now that you mention it, like, there have been times where I've gone into interview and I've been in front of, like, three or four people, like a panel. Those freak me out because I'm like, damn, like, you sit there and, you know, you've got, like, the judges just sit in front of you in a, you know, and then, you know, one person asks a question and then you answer it and then someone pips in, they're like, oh, but, you know, blah, 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 blah. And they ask you, oh, man. One-on-one interviews are so easy. Like, they're good.
Yeah, you get to connect with just one person.
Yeah, because you're just focused on the one person. But then when there's three or four, you're like, damn, man. I got to impress everyone.
Exactly.
And then it's like, you know, Idol.
Mm.
American Idol at the end. And it's like, imagine if that's how they did it. At the end of the interview, they're like, nah, it's a no from me.
What if you got the feedback there straight away?
It's a no from me. It's like, it's just for me. And then it's like down to the last person. You know what? I actually wouldn't mind if they did interviews like that. Because, you know, sometimes...
Because you'd know straight away, right? Yeah.
Because sometimes you finish your interview and then like, you go home and then you never hear from them. You know?
Yeah.
At least you know if it's a yes or no that... because generally when you're applying for jobs, there's a like high chance that you're also applying for other jobs.
Yeah.
So say like, you know, there's a job that you really want. This is a job that you sort of would take if you don't get this job.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you haven't heard back from this job and this job said you can have this job but we need an answer within like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And you hold out for the job that you want and you don't get it and then the deadline for accepting the second job passes, you're like, you're sort of like left like, oh. Yeah.
Exactly. And so I think it would be more preferable to do it that way. So, like, you know, you get a yes or no, whether it doesn't have to be yes, you got the job, but like yes, if you're shortlisted, and then they'll discuss it. That would be a much cooler way, I reckon.
Yeah.
Hearing it yes or no. And then you can question them as well. So why didn't I get a yes kind of thing?
Oh, have you seen that ad on TV? Where there's like, I can't remember what the ad's for, but there's like a long line of people who are interviewing.
Yeah.
And then I think the guy gets his friend to come in to apply for it as well. So his friend goes in first and then he starts like screaming in the office and like making all this racket and like pretending to throw himself on the wall and, you know, pretend to be getting beaten up by the boss or whatever.
Yeah.
And then everyone else outside who's like waiting for the interview like starts getting up and leaving.
Mm-hmm.
And then so all the candidates leave and then leaves his friend.
Yeah.
So then when he comes out, his friend goes in and then he like gets the job straight away.
Oh, okay. No, I have not seen the advert.
I can't pull us for this. Yeah.
But, you know, there, in reality, there are actually two things that these people are trying to dig out. And it's first, if you're qualified for the job. And two, if you fit in with the team currently doing the job. That's like the only two kind of things that these people are looking for when you're getting interviewed. So if you squash out all the nerves and just remember and focus on those two things, then it might help. But anyway, Sam and I are going to go through this list of do's and don'ts that we've just found on the web. So I can start off with the first one, and we'll start with our do list, eh? Number one, do show respect for the employer and the opportunity. Arrive 10 to 15 minutes early, dressed appropriately or a little bit more formally for the job and organization, and well prepared for the interview. That's pretty standard.
Yeah.
Standard. Pretty do your standard. Research. Show up early.
Self-explanatory.
Mm-hmm.
Show respect to the employer.
Yeah.
Just for the job that you want, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Second one we have here is do know the job and how you fit the job's requirements.
Again, another self-explanatory one.
Mm.
Like, I know for other, like, you know how, like, job descriptions, when you look at them, they're, like, so long?
Yeah.
And they've got, like, what the candidate needs to be successful, who they report to, roles and responsibilities, and they've got all this, like, jumbo in the job description.
Yeah.
But, like, you just have to focus on, like, key areas of that. And sometimes that's hard. I remember in the other description, job description, which I've been through, is just, it all boils down to, for my particular role, was connecting with people.
Yeah.
Being able to present in front of an audience. Being able to connect with businesses and keeping a portfolio.
Yeah.
So four things, those were the main four things, and somehow the job description was like 6 pages long. Yeah. But that's common. That's for every single job. Yeah. It's done there. So, what's the next one? Do protect confidentiality of your current employer's secrets, technology, clients, marketing strategies, suppliers, and other competitive information.
Oh, yeah, that's a huge one.
Yeah.
Because, you know, a lot of people, like, they'll be jumping from job to job, but it's usually, like, within the same realm.
Yeah.
You know, so, like, say you're, for example, your employer for Apple, and then, you know, Microsoft starts to poach you and stuff, and they say, yeah, come for an interview, and then you go for an interview. And then it's within the same realm of things, but like you have to protect your current employer's secrets or anything that they're working on, because you could get done in for that. And if you start, I feel like, because if you start spilling that stuff in the interview, like if I was the person doing the interview, I would think, oh, you know, what's stopping this guy from doing that to us when he comes over?
Yeah. The sharing of company secrets is not a good thing, because like man, you'll feel stink if you don't get that job.
Yeah.
And then you know. And then all of a sudden, Apple comes out with this big thing that Microsoft has been working for so long.
Yeah. I have a mate who... Who applied for a job at this company. And
the building company?
Yeah, the building company. So I won't delve too much into the actual details of what happened, but he went into the interview and he put forward what he could bring, which was like this thing he had been working on. So he put this forward and he said, hey, look, this is what I've been working on. This is the program that I've been developing, and this is what I can bring to the table if he's employ me. And he wanted to work for this company for so long that he was just trying everything to get in, to the point where he was giving them what he had made. Like, hey, this is the idea I've come with, the concept. This is the program. I'm 90% finished with it. If you take me on, then I'll be able to. Oh, this is what I can bring to the job.
Yeah.
Never heard back from them. This is a New Zealand and Australian based company. And then next thing you know is that he sees his concept being used by this company online.
Yeah.
But not in the New Zealand area because he still had the right. He still had like the, I forgot what it was called, but he still had the rights to in New Zealand, mm-hmm. but they were being used in Australia.
Wow.
So he was saying as soon as they use it in New Zealand, they're gonna he'll hit them, but in Australia they were going hard with his idea.
Yeah.
And he never heard back from them. So he was like, he was telling me about information is money, so you need to keep that stuff to yourself until you know you're in there.
Mm. All right, on to number three. Do prepare to answer the standard job interview questions. So study the most commonly asked job interview questions and prepare your responses in advance. Customize to each employer and have good questions ready to ask the interviewers. Mm. Examples of this, why did you leave your last job? Mm. Focus on the positive with your responses. Like, I left because of opportunities, continuing to improve my skills had ended. So I just wanted to move forward. And that one's, you always, you don't want to say like, oh, I left because they were complete idiots to me. And like,
complete
you don't want to say
lies. Losers.
You don't want to seem like you created a bad environment before you left or you left out of.
Yeah. Like, that's one thing you like definitely don't want to do is like, because, like, if you think about it, a lot of people leave jobs because of the environment and because it's just a bad workplace for them.
Mm.
You know, like, something might have come up or, you know, things might have happened, you know, disagreements might have happened. So, you know, that's always going to be one reason why people leave the jobs. But you just got to, when that, because that question will get answered. Will get asked, I mean.
Yeah.
So you've always got to, as you said, think positive and say positive things. Like, oh, I'm wanting to move because I want to, you know, expand on.
Yeah.
Or like, you know.
Just turn it all into like opportunity, positive stuff. And did you hear Cafe here in Christchurch, he got brought up big time, C1 Cafe.
Yeah.
He got massively brought to like public attention through interview questions as well.
Mm.
So you've got the right to be like, hey, that's not like an appropriate question as well. If they ask stuff like, oh, like, are you planning to have kids? Is not
It's
not a question that can be asked.
Because that question does get asked, believe it or not, you know, because they'll be thinking, if you have a kid, you know, that's going to be like, you're going to work up to a point and you're going to have like, you know, maternity leave.
Yeah.
And then they're going to have to find someone to replace you.
Yeah.
But they are not allowed to ask you those sorts of questions.
Mm. Stand up for yourself and just be like,
just leave.
I don't feel comfortable answering that.
Don't settle for that job just because you really need it.
Mm.
Because, you know, when they start asking you those sorts of questions, that's just a insight to what the actual company is like.
Yeah.
Or the environment, yeah.
What's another do?
Another do?
Interview?
Oh, for me, like basic stuff. Bring business cards and copies of relevant documents with you.
Yep. Not something that I really practice. I don't really take a business card with me to a job interview.
Yeah.
Or anything like that. Relevant copies, I don't. I'm not
relevant
too
copies
sure.
will be like your degree.
Yeah.
You know, those sorts of things. They're like, oh, I graduated. Be like, oh, do you have a copy of that? Oh, you know?
Yeah.
Nothing worse than like saying, oh, yeah, I've, you know, I graduated police academy. Like, do you have a copy of your.
Mm.
And to not have it on is like bad.
Yeah.
What are some other basic stuff like just things that I always believe is like just constant eye contact, you know, practicing that sort of stuff, firm handshake.
Yeah.
Sitting upright in the interview as well, you know, is another one. A lot of do's there.
Yeah, the last do here is do research on the employer. The quickest way to fail an interview is to know nothing about the employer or to ask uniformed questions like, what do you do here?
There's the worst.
Yeah.
It's like employers love it and they'll soak that up if you are able to explain what their whole company does, you know, and they may be like even related, you know, if you find out an information on like how the company came about sort of stuff, you know, like, oh, I love it how this company was a family, started off as a family business and, you know, being a very family orientated person, I can relate to that sort of stuff and blah, yep. blah, blah, blah.
Exactly. So we've covered about five do's there.
Mm.
Now to move on to the don'ts.
Don'ts.
Cool. I can start this off. Number one, do not lie or misrepresent anything. Given the speed and ease of accessing online information today, with access to all kinds of information from driving records to tax payments to college attendance, making a false claim on any things necessary to getting your job or next career is vital. So, yeah, don't lie.
Just do not lie.
This one meme comes to mind about this guy. He's working on the computer and he's hard out sweating.
Yeah.
And it's the caption is, "Will you lie that you're good at Excel in your job interview?" Yeah, just don't lie.
Like, even like, because when you apply for a job, it usually lists down the requirements, right? And if, like, one of the requirements is like, got to be good at, got to know how to use Excel or something.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that you can easily cover, like, you know, before the interview,
mm-hmm.
you know, like I know I used to be able to, you know, find my way around Excel quite well, but yep. I haven't used Excel in years.
Mm-hmm.
So if I was to go for an interview and they said, you got to, you know your way around Excel, I would go and like do a couple online courses or something just to refresh in my memory or.
Yeah.
But nothing worse than telling the employer that you can do this and do that and then come to the time, it's like, Another don't we have here is do not trash your employer or any coworkers. I guess we talked about this earlier. You know, definitely do not talk bad about your current employer because, again, your employer, the person interviewing you will sit back and be like, oh, this guy's talking bad about his company. What's going to stop him from doing the same about us?
Mm-hmm.
And companies' reputations is like priceless, you know.
Yeah.
That's how they, you know, do business. If they got bad reputation, if a bad reputation comes out for a company, everything goes down for them, you know.
Yeah. Cool. The next one, do not talk or text on your smartphone during the interview. Self-explanatory, don't do that. Don't look on your phone. Don't text during it because you'll lose all sorts of... you'll lose attention, you'll be kicked out straight away. They'll be looking as quickly as they can to find a way to finish the interview.
Yeah, that's just something that, like, believe it or not, people will do, you know. You think they wouldn't do it, but there'll be people around the world that'll be like, halfway through the interview, and just like, oh, put your phone on silent, you know, or even turn it off in case, nothing worse than talking an interview or answering a question and you're in your flow and your phone goes off because someone's called you or yeah, you go, oh, sorry, and you start fiddling around and like, oh, I'm sorry.
Mm. The next one, do not ask questions about background checks and drug tests or raises, holidays, vacations until the job offer negotiation. And yeah, this one, like, it kind of makes you feel... not guilty, like you got something to hide with. Do you do drug tests here by any chance?
How often do you do drug tests, bro?
That one is an absolute off-putter. Next one is do not forget to send a thank you note after the interview. I don't do that.
No.
I stand up, I say thank you to everyone and I leave, but I don't send a thank you for the interview kind of thing. Mm.
Is it? Have you ever done that, Pete?
There's a pro tip.
Pete said he's not done that either.
No.
Sorry. Maybe that's why I haven't got those jobs. Maybe I need to start saying thank you. Well, Sam never thanked us, so bin.
Bin his one right now.
In the trash.
Yeah. Well, that's a quick list of do's and don'ts for job interviews. I guess the last tip that I would have is to, like, make sure your, like, Facebook photo is not something, like, trash, because your Facebook photo is your first, like, digital interview.
Yeah.
And, like, they do it. Yeah. Employers will look you up first and see your face and stuff on Facebook. So if your Facebook photo is something stupid, then... You won't get an interview.
Yeah, I know this not from experience, but like my wife, she said they had a round of interviews like last week.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing she does is she looks them up on Facebook, Insta, on those social platforms.
Yep.
And she has turned down people who, like, she's come across, and their, like, pages just full of absolute rubbish.
Yeah.
She said, "Oh, this person interviewed really well, blah blah blah," and then she went onto their Facebook page, and it was all public stuff, and it was just like them, like, you know, their posts were all like, you know, explicit with like swearing and you know, just real bad things.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, "Oh, you know."
Yeah, because, you know, when I started my job at Ara and my other work, like when I came to Ara, for example, they said that my whole team said that they looked at my Facebook page when I started. And they were like, "Oh, it's a photo of you and your mum. Nah, this guy's cool." Like, the whole team did it. So
maybe have like a burner account. So create one that was like, if I'm going to go for an interview, if I'm going to job interview, I'm going to create a new Sam Ladu Facebook page and just have real nice photos, and then just like change my actual account as like my alt account and just keep all that. So maybe that's a way around it. You know? Maybe you just need maybe I need to do that. Create like an alt account for the employers to look me up, and they'll find photos of me and my mom, me and my siblings just doing nice things.
Talking at church.
Just like, you know, putting up posts like, "Oh my gosh, such a lovely day. I went for a run. I went to the local dog pound and volunteered there." Hacks.
But exactly.
Don't get called out, because if they ask you about that sort of stuff, you're like, "I never did that."
Yes, exactly. As we were saying before, do not misrepresent yourself and tell lies during an interview. So there we have it. Sam and I have delivered on some tips on do's and don'ts for your next job interview. And yeah, good luck for your job interview if you are going for work. Sam and I wish you good luck, and we hope our list helped.
Are you interested in taking part in or learning more about Pacifica Crafting?
Join the Island Breeze Social Club each Tuesday afternoon.
Call the friendly staff at Tangata Atumotu Trust on 0800 727 434 for further details or to arrange for a pickup.
Do's and don'ts of the interview process. Don't do the don'ts and do the do's.
I was like, wait, you want to get it right? Exactly, and keep your Facebook clean.
Yes.
For everyone. That you should be keeping your Facebook clean anyways. Yeah.
If you're posting photos of you, like, getting trolleyed on the weekend, or, oh, man, like, do not even apply for jobs.
Yeah, exactly. Grow up. Well, yes. Really important next week is on Thursday, the 25th of February. Pacific Business Collective are hosting Pineapple Pie and Network, where you get to enjoy pineapple pie and chill with other people who are interested in starting or currently own their own business and wanting to network with others like-minded. You can pop along to that, which is held at Ara, 6 o'clock, 6 till 7. You can check the Pacific Business Collective Facebook page if you want to find out more. Viti Creations, that we have had on the show before, they will be the guest speakers at that event. So do go down and check that out, network and have fun. But otherwise, Sam and I wish you an awesome weekend. Stay safe. On the drive here, we noticed a lot of school kids biking with no helmets on. So high schoolers, girls, boys, wear your helmets, please, on the road. But yes, from Sam and I, have an awesome time.
Polly.
That was Pollyhood, proudly sponsored by Tangata Atumotu Trust. To find out more about us, call 03377 2016 or find us online at tat.org.nz.